Have you ever dreamed of a life designed by you, not for you? A life where you hold the reins of your financial future? At Become an Investor, we believe in you and your unique potential. We're a community of like-minded individuals all walking the path towards financial independence. We understand that success is crafted in the face of adversity. It's in these testing times that we discover our resilience, our determination, and our discipline. That's why we're inviting you to learn more about Become an Investor. It's not just about learning the ins and outs of real estate investing. It's about empowering you to take control of your financial future. We'll provide the tools, but the choice to act, to persevere, and to succeed is yours. Join us and start your journey towards living life by design. Together, we'll turn aspiration into reality and empowerment into success. Learn more at becomeaninvestor.com.
Everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Live Life by Design podcast, brought to you by Become an Investor. Hey, well, you know what? It's a skeleton crew around here, huh, Danny?
Everybody's leaving me on this freaking podcast.
I know
that. I love you guys. I want everybody here. Hi, beautiful people.
Yeah.
What's up?
Right on, right on. Well, hey, we got a good topic tonight. We are going to talk a little bit about the housing market in California and what's going on with it. And you know what? Hey, should we be expecting a crash, right? That's little bit of what we're going to talk about tonight. But before we do, let's get into the quote.
Let's get it. All right. The quote for tonight, it's a fun thing happens. A fun thing happens in real estate. When it comes back up like gangbusters. Barbara Corcoran.
Wow.
I do like that quote.
When it comes like back up, it comes back up like gangbusters, right? And that's true, huh? Because think about 2008. Everything took to shit, and then everything came back up like crazy, and it didn't take that long either, did it?
No.
4 years, maybe?
Yeah, it took a little back. But, I mean, for me, this has like a double end. Like, I don't know how to say that, but because if it comes back, when it comes back like gangbuster.
Right.
Gangbusters. I like that word. But think about it, can come back with a buyer's market or a seller's market. Either way.
It's a comeback.
It's a gangbusters.
It's a gangbusters
comeback. No, I just like that. But either way, it's going to be something like that.
Yeah. So I mean, the thing about California, and this is something that old acquaintance of mine used to always tell me when I was a young buck. He would always say, California will always be the only state where you can double your property value within 2 years' time, something like that. One of the only states where that happens at, because so many people want to live here, right? And the demand for coming here has always been pretty high, and then there's always been like a little bit of shortage of inventory.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Reality.
Yeah.
It is.
And
I mean, people can complain or not complain. Go to Texas, go to other parts. I mean, it's beautiful. I live in Texas. I love Texas.
Yeah.
I lived there before. But then the taxes, it's property taxes, it's like crazy.
There's always a trade-off, right?
So I will stop complaining. I love California. I love Texas, too. So I'm going to have a place everywhere.
Right? Split your time.
I will.
Split your time everywhere.
Here, Brazil, Italy, anywhere I want it.
Yeah, I hear you. Shit.
Yeah.
Traveling Danny.
There you go.
So tonight, the question is, when will the housing market crash again in California? Do you think it will?
I hope. Well, no, I cannot say I hope so, but it looks like for me, when I was looking for something tonight on the podcast, I saw this little not ad, this little material online and pick it up my brain. I'm just like, because for me, it's giving all the signs that it's going to crash. And then people say it's not going to crash. And then it goes on the middle way. So I think people are really getting chicken, turning in a little chicken here and there because they are afraid to look on the reality. I don't know.
I mean, they're saying that, and I think this is something we did. We did a podcast on this, a few weeks back, where we're talking about August sales, like the slump in sales, or how they were saying that only 25 of 1,000 houses sold or something like that, which was like a really, really poor number of sales. And this kind of repeats it. Excuse me. And they're saying that, you know, there's that big slump. Prices have kind of plateaued a little bit. I mean, but still, they're saying, you know, the average price of a house in California is still at $880,000. I mean, that's crazy. I mean,
I'm going to send them to Barstow.
You can find a lot better. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know about quality.
Lots of heat, lots of dirt, right?
Yeah. It is what it is. You have everything in California. No, seriously. I just don't. I can't get it. It's just, it goes up, it goes down. I know there is a quality place in California, it's going to be high, but not just here, everywhere. You are paying for where you want to live,
right?
Even if you live in a freaking Barstow, I'm 100% sure they might have some golf course over there that's going to be a little more expensive.
Exactly,
right? So, and 800,000, it is a medium price. Like, it's not, it doesn't seem like so crazy for California. If you go to Texas, you're going to buy a castle.
Right?
But here, no kidding. I mean.
Yeah, it's something tiny. But they're still saying that that's a 3.4% jump from August of 2023 of last year, right? So the housing prices still went up, but it's still not as aggressive as it was in prior years. As far as the pricing, you know, as far as the appreciation of the property.
I don't think we're ever going to see something. I mean, I cannot say ever because that's impossible. But I don't think we're soon see something like what happened on COVID time. And if you're going to compare in between 23 and 24, you are still comparing with COVID the market timing. Coming back from that crazy time, because that was crazy.
Yeah. I mean, you had everybody at home, free money, adjustment. Right? And everybody was just like excited. Oh, let me go get something. Right?
Yeah. So I still think this is adjustment time for real life.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would agree with that. But then again, interest rates, right? Everybody talks about interest rates and how that's just been a little bit of a roller coaster ride, right? Where they've been up, they've been kind of down. And now I think, what was it, earlier this month, they did a little bit of a drop. I think they cut interest rates by 0.25% or something like that. So I don't know. I mean, I ask that question a lot. Like whenever we would do a class, and I would ask everybody in the room, would you buy in today's market? If you had to buy a property to live in, would you buy in today's market? And the majority of the people would say no. Because interest rates are too high.
Yeah, but
But what I'm getting at is that's kind of a telltale sign of what other people think. Because every time I would ask that question, and multiple times to different people, the majority of everyone would say, no, not now, because interest rates are too high. And I'm like, okay. But, you know, that's the mentality of everyone else. So that's the majority of people. Which ends up slowing the market a little bit, right?
It does, but it still, if it came down a little bit, you buy now, you can refinance later.
That's the investor thinking.
Yeah.
We think different.
Well, that's why you're an investor.
Right. No, 100%. Because that's what I would always say. Think about that for a second.
Now, think about those that pull it out all the equity they had and then they got a lower interest, they eat out the equity, and now they have what you play with.
Nothing. But a low interest, right?
Low interest at the bunch of bills you pay.
Yeah.
Call my number. Call my number.
But here's the thing, right? We're talking about this too again on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, where I was looking at prices on Zillow, and we're looking at I did just analysis on what I saw on the first page, and it was I think it was 20% of the houses on the first page all had price reductions. So again, I think that, you know, the market, based on that analysis and then looking at the number of open houses that I've seen on weekends and stuff, the market is starting to get a little slow, right?
It's cooling off.
Definitely is cooling off. So I think there's where the fears, that's where all the fears are coming into play, where everybody's, you know, getting scared of, okay, that's where the question's coming into play now, right? Is California ready for a crash again? So some of the writing's on the wall. And then here's the other thing. We saw that I think there was a jump over a month over month. I think it was a 2-month period where I was looking at foreclosures. And I think at one point there was only 5. And then the next time I looked, there was 12, like the following month. So, again, I mean, the market is starting to change a little bit. It's slowing down. It is definitely slowing down.
And you work a lot with foreclosures, and we work a lot. You teach our students, right, to go door knock, and those are one of the great lead generations that you have. That's why you are always keeping the eyes on the foreclosures and see the numbers, and the numbers are going up like crazy, like you were saying. It's kind of complicate to
understand, or at least get a feel for what's happening, right?
No, I think people has been worried about what's coming next, and a lot of people spend all that extra money they have on the COVID that came up, and right now there is a lot of people that are coming up in trouble. The economy is slowing down. You can see, I saw a lot of, when you see unemployment, the rates are going crazy as well.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
So that's another thing. How are you going to come up and keep it up? I mean, the interest rate can go low, but if the jobs are not going up, the numbers of jobs are not going up, what are you still going to do? You're still going to stay in trouble.
Yeah.
How are you going to manage to get out of a situation if there is no way out?
Call me.
So, call me. That is when you start seeing all the buyers. Even if you want to buy a property and then low interest, let's say, it's going to come with the low interest, and then the price are going to come down a little bit like you saw. But if you don't have qualified borrowers, how is that going to happen? I mean, help.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? Because they try to really avoid having anything happen with bad lending practices and things of that sort, right? And I think it was Obama who put in place the responsibility of the bad lending practices onto the bank versus the consumer, right? So, but now the banks made it a little more stricter, right? They made it a lot more tougher for them to get the loans. Remember before in 2008, everybody was stated income, you know, and people buying, getting into 3-4 houses at a time, and houses that they couldn't afford because they were able to state what their income was and nobody verified it. They were just, oh, okay, that looks good. Here's the money. Can't do that anymore, right? No. You have to prove it. You have to show that you have good credit, so on and so forth. And so those stricter lending standards are going to keep the housing market at least afloat, right? Because you're not going to have bad paper out there.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. And the question keeps coming on there. It's going to stay in there. When will the housing market crash again in California?
But those are the things, right? I think those are some of the things you got to take into consideration when having that conversation. We talk about all the price plateaus. We talked about the sales slumps. the interest rate roller coaster, but then now the good buying, right? The good paper out there, the stricter, you know, the stricting lending standards, but then also we're still low on inventory. That's the other thing too, right? Inventory's still low in California, and there's still a big demand to be here to buy housing out here. So that's what keeps things afloat as well, right?
Yeah. You see what happened. California, baby. California.
Most expensive state in the union, or one of them anyway, right?
And the question stays in the air. When will the housing market crash again in California? There was something about the car, you know, the 2024 California housing market forecast. The market will experience a significant recovery in 2024 as mortgage rates are expected to decline and more homes become available for sale.
So does that help with the price drops? Or is it going to create more demand? Because if you have more houses out there, right? Because they're talking about having a decline in interest rates, so that's going to help people want to buy more. But then if they have more inventory out there, what does that do? I think it just keeps things kind of stagnant still, right? Kind of flatline. It
predicts that existing single-family home sales will increase by 22.9% in 2024. So it's a lot of numbers, reaching 327,100 units, up from the estimate 266,200 units sold in 2023. The 2023 figure represents a 22.2% drop from the 342,000 units sold in 22.
Yeah, but again, to your point, right?
But
you made a point earlier about COVID, right? And
yeah.
So that's just...
There's two.
That, yeah. Those numbers are still COVID numbers, right? From 2020 to 2022, right? Yeah. So, yeah, maybe it's just the adjustment.
They say home... That's why I like this topic today, because they keep saying home prices will rise in 2024, or in October.
Yeah, no shit. I mean, how much more are they going to go up?
How long is the year going to last? I mean, right. do you have an extra month or
this is it.
Extra
this
couple is of it. Dates? Because I don't understand.
And we're in the middle of the first month of the last quarter, right?
Yeah.
Like how
what
much?
What else you need to expect to see this change? I don't think so. So this is just like something. It's a bunch of numbers, a bunch of... knowledge. I know people put time and effort to get these numbers right, but I still don't get it.
I know.
I don't want to disrespect anybody that works hard to do this and
understand
bring it up
about
these numbers and do all this analysis, but this analysis is driving me nuts every time that I look, because then I go out and I see something totally different. The
right?
reality is not what's going on here.
I know.
The reality that I see, we see, it's a bunch of foreclosures, price going down.
Foreclosures popping up like popcorn.
They are popping up like popcorn. It's crazy.
It is.
But
it's hard to tell. Like, would I keep saying, like, what I say is the same thing. The writing's on the wall. You got to be able to look and see and get that feel for what's going on, right? Numbers are going to be numbers. They're great, but these are, to me, and I'm going to piggyback off your point. These are, somebody did analysis on these numbers and put these numbers together, right? Did the analysis to come up with these numbers, but guess what? That's that person's opinion and their lens. Right, because now we're looking at it from a different side of things, and we're seeing foreclosures pop up, like you were saying.
Yeah, they are.
And prices, prices dropping, and open houses happening, and foreclosures were low over the last couple of years because there was such a high demand for people wanting to get in those houses. Still, they didn't care if they needed work, right? And when people are going through those challenges, they didn't want to talk to us because they knew they could get whatever they were looking for out of the market, right? And so that's starting to change, It's starting to change. It really is.
Yeah, there is another factor that they say that's going to boost the market activity, increasing the house supply. I'm not sure, but which has been a major challenge for the state for many years. Yeah, that forecast expects that more homes will come on the market in 2024. Sellers who have overcome the lock-in effect will take advantage of favorable market conditions and list their homes for sale. I don't know.
But still, I mean, still interest rates are still higher than what a lot of people got locked in at.
Yeah.
So that's where I think that's where a lot of it, I think that's where the stagnation comes into play, right? Where, like, for example, like me, I know what my interest rate. I got like a 3.5% interest rate.
I got 2.2.
Are you going to sell your house and go move into a 6% interest rate home? Probably not, right? Why would you? Like, it doesn't make sense. That doesn't make... This podcast is sponsored by Become an Investor. Here at Become an Investor, we believe in you and your unique potential. We're a community of like-minded individuals, all working a path towards financial independence. We're about empowering you to take control of your financial future. Well, how? Well, most of us got started with foreclosure leads, and you now can too. Follow the link in the show notes below, and for a limited time, you can get our foreclosure ebook. With that, we'll also send you up to 10 free leads in your local area. So get those leads. Get this book so you too can get started on your path to living life by design. Now back to the podcast. Great financial sense, unless you're going to get a great deal on the house, right? But I mean, a lot of people have that mentality. Why would I sell now to get out of this 3% interest rate or 2% interest rate to get into a 6% or a 7% interest rate? Doesn't make sense. So I think that's what's kind of caused some of the stagnation. But they're saying also that interest rates are supposed to drop. If they drop, then maybe that we'll start to see some more movement in the market as well. And that avoids the any kind of a crash. You know what I mean? Because now people who have the low interest rate, if they could get back into maybe a slightly higher interest rate, then maybe they'll do it. But going from a 2% or a 3% to a 7%, that's just, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that's the housing. I don't know.
Oh, shit. You're too much. Yeah,
it's California, beautiful people. California dream of home ownership turning into a crash nightmare.
I don't know, man. I don't think, I don't know. It's tough to say, right? Because you see the ups and you see the downs. You see the interest rates go up, they kind of fluctuate. Again, recapping the plateau of housing prices, but then there's still high demand, right? Interest rates, yes, people don't want to move too much. So if people aren't moving to make their houses available because there's no new houses out there, how are you supposed to make the numbers work? You know?
Yeah, you don't. Sometimes it's just what it is. You cannot make any better, but it's California. So what do you think?
I don't know.
You think we're going to have a crash, or you're going to take the words from all these very smart people that does their studies and analysis, and what do you think, Steve?
I don't know. I mean, I think with foreclosures popping up, right, with people not moving, there's the low inventory. There's still people who want to buy, but they don't want to pay for the fixer-uppers. So the foreclosures are still going to be there. I don't know. I don't see the crash happening, because as soon as new houses are going to be built, people are going to buy them quickly. Because, like I said, existing homeowners aren't selling. So it's going to take these new houses that they keep saying they're going to build to keep the market afloat.
And there's constructions everywhere.
Right, right. So I think that I don't see a crash. I see a big dip, but not a crash. Not like a 2008 crash. I don't think that's going to happen. I just don't think it is. There's too much good paper out there, and there's still too much demand. And interest rates are expected to drop. I don't know. We'll see. I think it's going to be a drop. I just don't think it's going to be a big crash. That's my opinion.
Adjustment.
Yeah. A reality check, if you will. Right? A reality check, you know?
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, because if you think about it, some of the houses you see out there in the LA area, in some jacked up areas in some cases, going for $800,000 to $1 million, those aren't $2 million homes. You know what I mean? I don't know. Again, my opinion. I just think it's going to level off a little bit and kind of make things the way they should be. But we'll see.
I don't know. I look at this market and I really don't know what's going on. Feels like it's a new word sometimes.
For reals. I mean, it's hard to say, right? I think that if we're going to see a crash, then I think more jobs, more people need to lose their jobs. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, they're still saying the jobs market hasn't been that bad. Like, they're still saying that in a lot of cases meeting expectations with the job market. So I don't know. I don't know. It's tough. It's tough to say.
Yep. It is still California and you love it. Now, I don't, I know people, you know, they have business industries, all kind of different industries. I don't see any of these people around not complaining about the market. You know, they're getting less sales and they're getting there is some of them, they are laying off people. They have, so I don't know. Steve, I went yesterday. My son went Sonic.
Uh-huh.
I could not freaking believe, no, hot dogs. Oh, that's okay. My comfort food. So he went Sonic. I could not believe. I go there once a year. And I get the chili cheese dog, and I get the New York.
Uh-huh.
They don't sell New York anymore.
Why?
They have two. It's a hot dog place, and they have two or three kinds. It's ridiculous.
That is.
It is ridiculous. I mean, what do you mean? Why?
Don't know. Maybe hot dogs got too expensive.
No. It just, everything goes twisting in a different way. The quality, I see places like it's a popular place. It's not a steakhouse,
mm-hmm.
right? How they cut it off, a kind of food, like, and I'm not that, seriously, they used to have six kind of hot dogs. Now they have two.
She stuck on hot dogs.
It's a popular place. It's not like an expensive place. Yeah, it's the economy.
You think?
Of course.
Why? I mean, the hot dog is a hot dog is a hot dog. I think it's just what you throw on it, right? It's what you throw on it.
No, but when the economy is good, the economy just, it's good for everybody. You don't need to be saving on pickles.
Right. I
in reality.
Have a question. How much was two hot dogs?
I don't know. I bought four.
So half of what you spent, huh?
I spent like $36-$40.
Wow, for four hot dogs?
Yeah, holy but they're shit. Good.
Wow.
I didn't eat it out. I'm 5 feet four.
Oh,
five
my God.
Feet long. So, no, that's seriously, I can see like little twists on the economy.
Yeah.
Everywhere, like little things like that. And then you're just like, what? Then you think about it's not, like I say, it's not a five-star. I mean, not five-star. It's just a popular place. And you can see the change.
Mm-hmm. We're definitely not seeing the best in the economy right now, right?
No, it's not.
Definitely not.
It's not. I can see, I don't know. I can see a lot of ups and downs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, shit, reality is things are a lot more expensive than what they were before, you know? A lot more expensive.
Yeah, they are. I used to go to, I don't know.
I went to Jack in the Box. I ordered a large soda and two of the regular hamburgers. I spent over $8. And I'm like, what the fuck? They used to only be like fucking $4. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like double.
It is what it is. If they don't raise the price on wines, I'm doing fine.
They even raised the price on the beer we drink. Shit.
Oh, my goodness. No, no,
man,
no.
Man, I know.
You need to fix California or the world. Do something.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's go back to this crash. I mean, I see signs of crash coming, crash going. I do see signs on the economy changing a lot here in California. I mean, think little things like the hot dog. It makes me think, what's going on? How much it's changing? How much a red change to get in a point like that?
I think.
And how much is that going to affect household? Household. Whatever.
Household.
Yes. The household. Seriously.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. I don't know. Like I was saying, in fact, you know, when I was giving my opinion on whether or not the market's going to crash, I was actually giving my opinion based on the things I see. Then I was looking at the article, mm-hmm. and it agrees with what I was saying, that we may not see that crash. We're going to see the big dip.
Yeah.
That I was talking about. And I don't know. It, like I said, it's tough to say because nobody has the crystal ball, right? Plus, I mean, I think some of this, too, is to be expected during around election time, right? Because we're heading into their big presidential election coming up next month. And so, you know, this is kind of the timing of it all, I guess. You know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, adjust stabilization, it's coming. So just be prepared after. I totally agree with you. After the election, we are going to have a huge adjustment to see if this market's going to stabilize or not, or crash on our heads, or what's going to happen. So
I think we're going to see, in my opinion, though, I still think we're going to see a lot of foreclosures. I think we're still going to continue to see foreclosures.
For sure. Those are
still going to jump. Yeah.
That's not even short sales. It's a word that was not out there for a while.
Right, right.
It wasn't there. I mean, I keep looking. Oh, yeah, short sale. Oh, yeah. I mean, probate has always been there. But the rest, foreclosure and short sales, they are very quiet. It's rising up.
Yeah, definitely.
And, yeah. Thank God we studied that and you teach that because it's amazing.
That's right. And you know what, guys, you know, listening out there, get ready because, you know, we're talking about this shift happening. Although we're not, you know, it's hard to predict whether or not there's going to be a huge crash, but there is going to be a stabilization, right?
Yeah.
But foreclosures are still going to happen. As I mentioned earlier, man, there's a lot of them out there still. They've doubled. Yeah. They've doubled. So get yourselves ready, because if they're doubling now, when that adjustment does really happen, it's going to cause more foreclosures to occur as well.
Yeah, either way, I'm going to say whoever is listening wants to or have the mindset to become an investor, this is a great time to start, right? Look, you have everything to learn. And if you learn to do things like this in California, you can go to China. I don't know.
Well,
go. It's serious.
It's true, yeah.
It's serious. You are
and
going,
you can speak from experience.
Yes, I can. I mean,
Japan.
Good experience, bad experience, go do it, do not do it. Look what the market does. Even Japan right now, the price are changing.
Yeah.
Everything is changing. The yens. Yeah. I mean, it's just, the thing is, if you want to learn the market, learning the market, what's going on the market, it's going to teach you to have a tolerance, to understand how much you can take when you are doing your business.
Yep.
As a real estate investors, whoever it's out there, you need to understand how much you can take it. If the interest rate is high, if it's low, if it, you know, foreclosures are coming, what you are going to do as a real estate investor? what is that going? How can you help people or collaborate with others in the, you know, in the market, in the business? How are you going to do that? Right. If you don't understand what's going on the market.
But that's the big thing, right? Start learning now.
Yeah, start learning now. So you can collaborate with what you know. Even if you're not even going to participate in the deal, but collaborate.
Mm-hmm. Say, get involved, leverage.
Get involved. Yes. Hey, I heard this. How much do you think this is real? How much is that reality?
Yep.
Should the, you know, that brainstorm, network.
Yes.
Talk with people.
100%.
Yeah,
build relationships.
Freaking out there and build your relationships. So you are going to prepare yourself,
right?
And don't be selfish. Don't, if you know something that I don't know, you know, it's just sharing information.
Yes, you know,
it's just sharing that's information.
I talked to this guy Saturday, and I think I shared this a little bit, or I shared this in my class yesterday. He was asking me about mobile homes. He's wanting to get involved with the business a little bit. And I'm sharing, you know, just giving him a bunch of information.
Yeah.
And he looks at me and he's like, oh, well, you're not afraid of me being your competition? I was like, I don't view anybody as competition. I view it as collaboration. The more you can learn off of me, the better, because now you can go help find something. But guess what? You're probably going to call me anyway now because you need help with it. Right? And that's not the reason why I'm giving him information, but I don't view things like that. And I told him, I don't have a scarcity mindset. I refuse to not be able to share things with people who have a question about things. Sometimes it hurts my business. I'm okay with that. But you know what? 9 times out of 10, it helps my business. So I'm okay with it, you know? But anyway.
There is so much business for everyone.
Exactly.
And this is exactly what they do not understand.
Exactly.
If you understand the cycles of the market, you're going to have a different mindset.
Yep.
You're going to work differently than other investors. You're going to buy or sell different than other people. But you need to understand what's going on. Otherwise, how are you going to collaborate?
Exactly. Because you won't be able to. Because it'd be too information hoarding.
Yeah. No.
Like they were doing a couple of weeks ago with the toilet paper, right? Just hoarding.
Do not do it. I'll not be that person, for God's sake.
Right, right.
Now, anyways, what else, Steve-O? What do you take from this? What do you learn from this? I mean,
I think that, you know, as we talked about foreclosures and how they're popping up like popcorn, remember?
Yeah.
Get ready, you know, because I think that wave of a big wave of foreclosures we're going to start to see again. I think as the market does correct itself and things continue to be the way, you know, continue to work the way they are with the jobs. I mean, that market's still all over the place, right? But it's things are still changing. Elections coming through, interest rates, you know, have still been not where they expected them to be, right? So I don't think, like I said, I don't think a crash is coming, but I think a huge dip is going to come that's going to correct the market, right? And I think foreclosures are going to continue to pop up. And so what I say to that is, listeners, prepare yourselves, because the wave's going to come and you're not going to know how to swim if you don't prep yourself now. So keep that in mind.
I think after the, you know what I think? I really think that after the election, you're going to know if we're going to have a stabilization time or a freaking crash. Everything that happened, because the economy, it's so volatile, whatever. Right now, that is how I feel and see.
Yeah.
But this is just my opinion, and it's as good as a 10 cents on my pocket. So in reality, so doesn't matter. I think after that, everything's going either going to crash or stabilize. I don't believe in just a little dip.
Yeah.
We should
bet on it after this.
$100.
There you go.
There you go.
Or the diamond in
listeners,
your pocket.
Listeners, no. I say, thanks. Anyways, but That's it.
Right on.
If you guys want to find a little more or ask more questions, if you want to know a little better about us and have any questions, just send us an email for Become an Investor.
Info at becomeaninvestor.com.
You can also find us on the podcast, on the Apple Podcast, Spotify, Pandora, and you know what? Sarah gave me a list of how that's the name for those podcasts.
Oh, like all the streaming.
All the streams. You were in more than 10. I didn't know.
Wow, I didn't know
that. We are in the bunch. I didn't even know.
Wow, I didn't even know there was 10 streaming services out there.
We have, we are in so many. I think Amazon.
Oh,
and
nice.
I'll know. So for next week, I'm going to have the whole list. And also, guys, you can find us on the Instagram.
So they can listen to us on their Alexa.
Alexa. Yes. Play Live Life by Design right now.
Right?
Yeah.
There you
go. Episode 70. You're coming on the 70 next week.
Wow, that was quick.
It is.
Wow. We've been at this for a minute.
It goes fast.
Well, I hope everybody's enjoying our content.
Yes, and we...
5 stars.
Yes, give us that 5 stars because we are always going to be here to give you this great information.
That's it.
See you next. Bye. Ciao.